Hey, it's another 8 good minutes with somebody. Coming to you from Mugley's, the Best Western, the Salmon Palace. They changed the color. It's salmon.
It's a little peachy.
Joining me from the Black Flags of Droverton, it's Pops, Dennis Wegman. Dennis.
What's up, buddy?
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You beat us today.
God. We played really well. Better than we did the first game.
I'm over it. You guys are, you know what I noticed is, why do brothers make such good middle infielders? Because there's a Saginaw team that kind of has a familiar look to the Black Flags of this. Why?
I think because they beat each other up enough.
Well, they don't have, they're not brothers on Saginaw. They're actually father and son, but everybody thinks they're brothers because they look the same age. I don't know what that says for one of them. I don't, whatever. But I should have just said relatives. Why do relatives take up the middle infield so well and do so well?
Probably because the other is going to give them so much crap if they mess up.
Correct. Dennis, before I ask you how the matches went today, I'm going to ask you on a personal level, how did you play today?
Okay, so first game, did pretty well. Hit them where they weren't, or hit it where 5 guys converge and they let the ball drop. It worked out great for me. Second game, I don't know what it was. Mike, twice in a row, threw me something high in my eyes outside, and I was like, oh, I'm going to hit the right field, even though I don't hit the right field. Popped it straight up.
And oh, yeah, but that's what happens.
Yeah. So then after that, ended up finally starting to hit the ball, and I was on a snide, so it was good. It was good to finally get hitting in. I mean, the guys were there too, so probably the funniest thing that happened out of the team was there actually ended up being a slapping contest. So a couple guys were struggling, and you know, Dirtbag and Yeti. So he tells Dirtbag, "Slap me in the face." So Dirtbag smacks me. He goes, "It's just a tap." He goes, "Well, what do you want to see?" He goes, "Well, let me show you." Bam! Smacks him upside the face. So then he smacks him upside the face, and they both start hitting the ball.
So they went and got their red asses on. Yeah. That's what that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they were both disappointed with what was going on. I know. Landon's gonna come after me for this. I saw one of the ugliest at-bats I've seen all year from a vintage baseball player, and it was Landon today. Boy, I don't know what the hell he was doing, Dennis. It was bad. It was lunging. It was, and I'm like, oh, he's going to do that. He's going to do, okay, he lunged, he swung, and he missed. No, that's not going to happen again. Dude, it was the worst at-bat. And then after that must have been when he was slapping it, because then he just crushed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, Dirtbag standing over here, and he's looking like the slapping contest.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. Okay.
But Yeti was just struggling all around. The first game, he got smoked a couple times in the outfield, and the sun didn't help, but and he's like, man, I got to get this figured out. I'm just struggling. And then your game, we finally started picking it up and catching everything.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
softening us up for Saginaw like you did. Thanks.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't remember.
You had a good opening at-bat.
When you say, hey, first inning, we put 6 up on Saginaw, and we had the bases loaded.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, this you guys got a chance.
Nope. Until they put 15 up.
Until they come to the plate, they put 16 up, and then they put 10 up.
Yeah.
It hurt. Seems to come up in every one of these 8-minute episodes ever. You know what? I'm over it.
They keep on just jabbing you a little bit more, bringing it back.
So your second game, how'd your second game go?
You were our second game.
Oh, yeah. How'd your first game go?
So first game, kind of back and forth for a while, and we had one bad inning in the 5th inning where we gave up 6 runs. Before that, it was a pretty tight game. Lucky was pitching, throwing pretty well. And then he got to the point where he's like, hey, I need you to take over. And I got in there, started pitching. And really, I think Saginaw might have scored 1 run when I was pitching. But by that time, we'd already given up that big inning, and we were just playing the chasing game.
So what I'm asking everybody, by the way, I remember you had a nice hit in our match, left field, third baseline.
Yeah.
I remember that too.
Best hit I had all day.
I'm going to ask you for some predictions. Everybody's been doing it. I have to nail you down. You have to pick somebody. Third class championship. You got the La-Di-Da's, you got the Nationals, you got the Columbus Capitals, and you have Chelsea Monitors. Who you got?
All right. You guys are hurt, meaning
emotionally.
Emotionally. So you're going to come out. I'm going to predict you to get to the finals, but I think. Were the other teams?
La-Di-Da's and Nationals play on one side.
I think the La-Di-Da's is gonna are gonna pull it off.
I'm not. That's very possible. Second class championship. The four teams. You got Canton going against Rockford, and then on the other side is you guys against Walker. Now I want you to live in a world where Droverton doesn't exist. It's a three team round robin. It's Canton, Rockford, and Walker. Who wins that?
I'm going to go with Walker.
Okay. They're a football team.
Yeah. Now, this is before – this isn't airing before tomorrow, right?
If I get an internet connection out of this hotel, it will. But no one will listen to it until after tomorrow.
Do I get to make my actual – if we're in it, since we are in it, prediction?
Of course you would predict yourself. Well, that's why I'm not letting you predict yourself. That's an assumption.
Yeah.
Droverton is who you'd pick. I'm saying if Droverton wasn't in it,
I know.
You're going Walker.
I'm going Walker.
First class championship, you got Bay City against Platte Rock, and then you got Saginaw versus the Ganymedes of Oregon.
Okay, man, there are three teams that's never won. I really believe Bay City's not going to shit the bed this time, and they're going to win it.
That hurts my feelings because I've also been on Bay City when we've shit the bed.
I know.
So, God, Dennis, your words cut me like sharp knives, but thanks for giving me some answers. Hey, absolutely. Thanks for stopping by and coming out of the fun at the pavilion. What's going on out there right now?
A little bit of cornhole going on with Saginaw and Bay City guys.
Are they going to get into a fist fight?
I don't think so.
It's early.
Wait about 5-6 more beers. So you never know. And then everybody else just kind of hanging at the pavilion, shooting shit.
So it hasn't gotten to that point yet?
No, not yet. Well, and we haven't been kicked out of the courtyard like normal.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen until much later. We're still hours away from that. But yeah, I've been here for that too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, Dennis. Hey, Dennis, in the future, you want to do a full episode with me?
I do. Let's get one going.
All right. That would be great.
Why don't
you
send me an email? We'll do an hour and have some questions and.
An hour? Oh, yeah. It'll be great. You've always been on the list, so, yeah, we'll hook that up. Hey,
still waiting for that real hot fire questions you always give.
Giving you a little pepper.
Yeah,
giving you a little pepper. All right. Yeah, I'll set you. I'll get all brand new ones for you, too, Dennis.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.